Welcome to Inspiration from the Couch. I'm Avery.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Lucy. Welcome, welcome. So today we are talking about how we stay grounded during the holiday seasons and some of the things that can kind of pull us off center. So Jamie and Avery, do the holidays, and when we think of the holidays right now, I used to think of it from Thanksgiving to New Year's, but now I think it's like backed up to like Halloween. Even before Halloween, I think it all becomes this like holiday madness. I really literally went to Joann's in the middle of October and like the Halloween stuff was like back on like a clearance aisle and like all the Christmas stuff was out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But do the holidays feel like a total whirlwind to y'all at all? So tell me a little bit about your experiences with that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a meme or something. I've seen it several times on Instagram at this point, but it says something like, Happy Hallow Thanksmas. Uh-huh. Yes. It all runs together. And I'm like, yes, it does. You know, or when somebody posts like, just so you know, it's only such and such days until Christmas, you know, when they post it like months ago and you're like, it kind of sort of like raises the antenna like, oh my gosh, it's coming so soon. So yeah, it definitely does. And I had that experience too a while back. I wanted to sort of like beef up our outside Halloween decor and went towards the beginning of October and they had like three items and then a huge display of Christmas stuff. So it's crazy just how quickly
you have to shop for Halloween in like August.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
When it's like a million degrees here in Texas.
Yeah. Well, you know, big fan of Disney and they have all of the parties and their Halloween parties start in August.
Wow.
The beginning of August. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think we could probably have a whole nother podcast on the commercialization.
Yes, for sure.
And
for
like,
sure.
I don't know, whatever it is, capitalism sort of influence on all of this. Yeah. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I think just for me personally, it does. It feels like things move at a very escalated pace during the holiday season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, this year, I saw, again, a meme, but I saw this meme and it was like, I'm doing a new challenge for October. It's called Surviving October. And what we do is we try to survive October. And I'm like, I feel so seen. Like, this month has just been a crazy whirlwind. And now I'm like, I looked at my calendar earlier today and it was like 3 weeks or so until Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I was, it's just not going to slow down. Right. And I know it's not going to slow down because this time between really Halloween, especially, and Christmas, it does. It feels like a whirlwind of activity, so busy. And it can be so fun, but also can be so much that you almost wish that you could just take it in pieces. Like maybe I could sprinkle in just like one little thing in February instead of having it all wrapped into these
gingerbread houses in March, maybe.
Right. Just like one concert or one get together, a happy hour that we could do later. Mm-hmm. But it does. It feels like buckle up. Here it comes.
Uh-huh. And by the way, we are recording this on November 2nd. So you'll hear this in early December.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about Halloween, it was just here.
Yes. And I'm sure you'll be able to relate too. It was just here.
Yeah.
I drove home from work yesterday and Halloween was on a Tuesday this year, and then I drove home on a Wednesday, and Robert had put up all the Halloween stuff from outside. So I was like, okay, it's over. I guess it's over.
We literally would put it away like Halloween night, like get done trick-or-treating, and same like Christmas. Christmas night, we would put stuff away. Yeah, when the kids were little, we have gotten, I don't know, less efficient in our older age. So we've talked a lot about self-abandonment recently. And as a reminder, self-abandonment happens whenever we disconnect from or we lose touch with ourselves in some way. So do y'all feel like we're more prone to abandon ourselves during the holidays? Okay, so like, why might this be like a higher risk time for self-abandonment or disconnection?
Dealer's choice. For whatever reason, right this second, I'm thinking, I remember Wesley was little. We were in the old house. So Wes was like younger than three. And I was freaking out and I was talking to John and I was like, I feel so much pressure to make this a magical holiday season for Wes and for me and to buy presents and to do this. And I was like, and I would like to like go on a walk. That just was the moment that came to mind when you said that. I'm like, yeah, that frantic frenzy. Now I've gotten less frantic and frenzied and a lot less like high expectations around the holidays since that time. But there is this, like those normal things we do to kind of stay in touch with ourselves often take a back seat because we're so busy and attending to other people's needs or other people's wants. And it just really, I think busyness really does make it easy to abandon yourself because you're just in that doing mindset.
Yeah, I think so. And I think there's, like you were referring to, Avery, like lots of expectations about how it should go.
Yeah.
And so usually we're not just dealing with our own expectations. We're dealing with your immediate family, your extended family. I mean, and then it just kind of grows and grows, you know, from there. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about, you know, this year for Thanksgiving, we're actually, Robert went ahead and like ordered a turkey and ordered a ham. And we don't really do that. Like we usually like cook, and I'm already in my head thinking like, oh God, you know, what are some of my relatives going to say, you know, that we didn't do it. Like we ordered it this year, you know? And, and so there's a little bit of that, like, oh no, I want people to be happy. Kind of like that people pleasing bit. And I'm just, and then I have to remind myself, it's a turkey, Jamie.
Yeah.
Like it's a turkey, it's a ham, whatever. Yeah. No big deal.
You know, my first year of graduate school, we had like a little like gathering with the boom. It was like a small class of us, like six of us, but we did like a Thanksgiving thing, and someone brought a pie. They got it at Whole Foods, but they put it in their own pie. They like transferred it into like, so it looked like they made it at home. Oh. And she told us like a few years later, but with your turkey, you just put it in your own pan, turn the oven on and pretend like you've been working all day.
Yeah.
No one has to know.
Maybe they make a candle for that. Like the turkey smelling that smells like you've been cooking turkey all day.
I would not want that candle. A turkey candle.
Baker candle.
Accompanied by brown gravy scent you can put in the bathroom.
Exactly.
That's disgusting. We will not be creating that product and marketing it. No. So this idea of like, when do we pass it off? And then I think the question of like, and then when can we just own it?
Yeah.
Like, we got this from the Honey Baked Ham Company. So what are some of the prime ways we disconnect from or abandon ourselves during the holidays?
I definitely think people pleasing, and then that kind of like, almost like mind reading kind of people pleasing, like what you were kind of saying about, okay, well, I know for me, like you're trying to not abandon yourself by saying, it's just a turkey, it's just a ham. I know for me, it's going to feel better to pick that up. But then you kind of really quickly went into like, and what are they going to say?
Yeah.
What are they going to feel? Yeah. How are they going to think about it? And we don't know. I mean, you're probably right. Maybe somebody will say something, maybe they won't. But like, there's that mind reading quality to it too, of like, oh, I want to make sure my children have a perfect holiday season, and then trying to like assume that you know what that would look like for them or relatives. Or I mean, I think that there is that kind of people pleasing and that other kind of just like, maybe not even an individual person, but like the shoulds and oughts, right? Mm-hmm. Of like, I should be doing this. This is the right thing to do for, you know, out of town company, or this is the right thing to do for Thanksgiving turkeys or whatever.
So how does doing that lead us to abandon ourselves? Or how could doing that lead us to abandon ourselves?
Well, I think if Jamie was like, I don't want to hear what anybody has to say about my turkey, so I'm just going to go ahead and make the fucking turkey. Abandoning yourself. I mean, I love, you know what I mean? I love that you're like,
because your truth is what around the turkey, Jamie? Like, what's your knowing around the turkey?
I want to have a holiday with peace and ease.
There you go.
And so like, if you know, and so that can be easier with me just focusing maybe on a few sides versus like, you know, doing kind of all of this stuff. And I mean, honestly, I'm not the one that makes the turkey in the family. My sister does. And she's the one that like brines it for 24 to whatever, however many hours she does and all of that kind of stuff. But we just kind of wanted to keep it easy this year. But yeah, I mean, I think it leads to really like being super duper busy and like, you know, kind of overcommitting myself in that kind of way, like the hours that it takes to do all of those kinds of things. And, you know, then I could get grumpy and I could get resentful. And, you know, then I start thinking, well, the people just come over for a couple of hours and that was all this trouble that I went to for all of that kind of stuff. And then they leave and it's over and that's it. And, you know, it just takes you out of the moment, or it takes me out of the moment. And I don't enjoy it as much.
What I love that, like, that's the important piece of this, is you have to tune into your knowing to know if you're abandoning yourself.
Right.
Because there could be someone who's like, my favorite part is cooking the turkey. Like, I love to prepare it and I love to work on it for days. And I love that it's wonderful. And then I can be in the kitchen. I don't have to talk to anyone. And it's like whatever the reasons may be.
Right. Exactly.
It could be just what someone needs.
And that's the thing, is that, you know, absolutely can change from year to year, day to day, you know, whatever. Because I've had holidays in the past where I made everything from scratch. I made the rolls. I made the, you know, the cinnamon butter. I did all of these kinds of things from scratch. And I enjoyed it. That's not this year, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it? Like, sometimes I'll get in that space and it's more about like the collecting gold stars. Like, I feel like it's better to be from scratch, right? Like, there's this, like, it can come from me from like, I don't know if judgmental is the right word, but a sense of like, ego. I don't know, whatever that is.
Yeah. And I think there are some certain things, like I think my sister and I are excellent cooks and excellent bakers. And I think we know what we do, what we're doing. But that particular year, no, I just like the mood struck and I wanted to try out some new things. And, you know, it didn't all turn out perfectly, but I had a good time doing it. Like, this year, no, that's not going to happen. So ordering rolls from Texas Roadhouse.
There you go. Bam. Done.
So, yeah.
So people listening, it sounds like there's like a really strong connection with like the shoulds and the oughts and these expectations. And when we default to those without tuning in, we might end up abandoning ourselves and doing something that leads to kind of resentment or exhaustion or that like isn't enjoyable for us.
Yeah.
What other ways might we disconnect from ourselves during the holidays?
I mean, just the general busyness and like, I think that sometimes I get into this autopilot where I'm like, we got to do this and we got to do that. And I forget that we don't have to do really anything. And I forget that there is a limit. Gosh, and I feel like maybe more so now, maybe I just run more tired. I don't know, but I cannot do as much as I used to be able to do. Like we now have like this kind of family rule that we really try not to do anything on Friday night because we are just exhausted. And if we do something Saturday, it's really nice to not do anything Sunday too. Like it's just, our limit is like, one day. I used to be like, I would have Friday night plans, Saturday night, like I would have plans and plans and plans. And I don't know if I just maybe was abandoning myself then of like staying busy, but that need for rest is louder for me now. And I think that you can sometimes get so caught up in the busyness that you forget you have an option. And you can, so that would be a way I would abandon myself is I know that to function at my best, I need to actually have a weekend, which means I need to not do something from Friday night to Sunday night. I know that, but I think you can get caught in the like, oh, well, we have an opening, so we could do that. Absolutely. And you forget that like, that's not going to be enjoyable. And we talk about delight. That does not leave any room for delight to be trudging through. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we entered the fall season, Robert and I looked at the calendar and we did not have a weekend off until we're recording this one on November 2nd. This is the first weekend we've had off, like with nothing on the calendar since like mid-September. We've had something. And so I hate being overcommitted, but I tell you what, someone needs to communicate that to my teenagers. And I know that communication needs to come from me, but
I mean, you're aware. You've got a job posting for someone to let my teenagers know.
Especially, you know, and thrilled that they have like really wonderful like social lives and love to do stuff and everything. But I tell you what, Grace in particular, oh God, I cannot wait till she starts driving, although that's not going to like reduce my anxiety in the slightest, you know, but it's just running them here and there. And she like schedules so many things. Like I'm going to hang out with this person and go to the, you know, this particular festival during the day. And then we're going to go to the movies at night. And then I'm going to go over to such and such house. And I'm like, oh my God, no, like, can we pick one? Can we pick one? So.
And it's funny, Avery, you talked about the like threshold for what we can tolerate. I do think it changes because I think sometimes these younger people, like they're doing all of that, but they're not necessarily abandoning themselves. Like it all feels fun and exciting and a way to connect and explore. And like they are connected doing it quite often, right? Where I notice if I've gotten older, like too much of that is actually more disconnecting than connecting.
I will say, unless it's driven by FOMO.
Yes. Now, that's a good point.
Yeah. That is something that we've dealt with in our household and also too, like with the adolescent clients that I see, there can be like kind of this big driver of like, oh no, what if I'm missing out on something? So I wouldn't say that that's particularly connected, but you know, I think a lot of times with my kids, like with Grace and Max, I think in particular, they just like being out and about and they've got the energy to do it and good for y'all.
Yeah.
More power to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the holidays, the busyness, like one of the ways that it makes us abandon ourselves is we just, to tune in, we have to be going slower and like have it a little calmer. And when it's like one thing to the next, like, and we'll encounter people, you know, in our practices who it's like, they're like, I don't even know how I'm doing because I've just been running like 90 miles an hour.
Yes.
What else comes up around the holidays that can lead to self-abandonment?
I think overspending, you know, I think that's a big one. You know, I know like for our family, we can absolutely get caught up in kind of the gift giving and finding the perfect gift or, you know, getting this decor or that decor. And, you know, that can sort of take you off your budget if you do decide to have a budget. And I think we can lose touch with the why we're doing it and focus too much on the, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we, you know, how are we decorating? What are the gifts that we're going to give or whatnot? And so that's one thing I think for us that we have to be very aware of.
Yeah. I think tricky family dynamics too during the holidays can make us abandon ourselves. How many of y'all, and I know sometimes this happens to me, like I'll get around my family of origin and you like, I start acting like a kid again, like, mom, could you bring me something to drink? It's like we fall into these old patterns and ways of being that feel more like autopilot rather than really like grounded and connected, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that may be. I think it can look, you know, more of like the people pleasing or the caretaker role, or it can be like, I'm the quiet one or I'm the problem one or like whatever that might be. Can all
taking on those
up.
Roles again. Yes, for sure. And there is a certain amount of like, wouldn't call it self-abandonment, but like going with the flow that has to happen around the holidays, maybe in a different way than it normally does. Because like, to your point, there are more people gathered that are probably used to living apart and are now trying to like do things like meal, especially if you're staying with family or if you have family staying with you. So there is more of the like, okay, I got to go with greater good. Like I might like to go for a walk, but everybody is going to breakfast and I'm going to need to be on somebody else's schedule that I think can be fine because you're keeping that kind of greater goal in mind. I'd rather be with them at breakfast than go on my walk. But there can be a little bit of like noise, maybe put it that way, like that makes it harder to tune in.
And I think part of that is I think we can go with the flow in a way where we stay connected. Like exactly what you said. I'd really rather go on a walk, but everyone else is going to breakfast and I don't really want to miss out on that. So I'm going to choose to do that. Or everyone else, it's so important to them that we, I don't know, have this certain meal and I'm really disappointed. I won't get to like eat what I wanted or like being able to acknowledge how we feel and be honest about where we are. I think we can also go with the flow in a way that like totally discounts our needs. Well, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. Like, does that make sense? And so I think that the behaviors we can separate out, like I may choose to compromise because something else matters to me without abandoning myself, but I can also just like subvert my wants and needs in an effort to kind of please or just be easy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's again, it kind of comes back to like that who nuance. You're being. Yeah. It's a nuance. And I think it really is, it's not even about, we've talked about sometimes like speaking your truth can be a bit aggressive in some ways, but it's not even about speaking any of that. It may just be like tending to yourself.
Well, to yourself, speaking it to yourself.
Exactly. Like I know that we wanted to go on a walk and instead everybody seems to be going to breakfast and you want to go to breakfast because everybody's going, but maybe we can attend to that need. Maybe we could just acknowledge that you'd like to go for a walk.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer to miss your walk. Oh, yes, that stinks that you can't do both.
Yeah.
Right.
Or maybe we kind of keep that in mind for the next, you know, whatever, like to be coming back to yourself versus like, well, everybody's going to go to breakfast and then they're going to do this. And I'm just kind of out in the wind doing whatever everybody else wants to do without having that like groundedness.
Yep. Yeah. I think some numbing can happen during the holidays, right? Like so many of you have been at holiday gatherings where people maybe overdrink or they're like scrolling on their phone, right? Like, and what do you think that numbing is about?
I think it can be a lot. I mean, it can be overwhelming. And I think for some people, I'm an extrovert, so I love being around people. That's like something that gives me energy. But I think for some people that can be very depleting and that they are maybe trying to just give themselves some space. Mm-hmm. And what I would offer is, I mean, if scrolling helps you, do it. But if you would be better served with a nap or a walk or like really taking a break, that might be offered. That might be available as well. Because I think that there are times that it just can get loud. I mean, my family's really loud and we always get, you know, everybody knows that our family's really loud and it's fine with me, but I think we can be a lot for people and it can be like nice to have a break in some way, whether it's scrolling or drinking or walking or whatever. Yeah.
I'll engage in that when there's kind of what you're alluding to, Avery, like being overstimulated.
Yeah, that's the word.
Being overstimulated with like way too much going on because I'm an introvert. So so my tolerance is lower. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's about like I need to escape, you know. Mm-hmm. And so like planful avoidance, I think that's fine, you know, kind of in the short term, like if I know that I'm making that decision. But sometimes I think it's the more unconscious stuff where time just kind of slides by. It's not really tremendously comforting for me to just like sit there and look through all the previews of shows on Netflix instead of actually like committing to something or like kind of going through my phone. You know, I tend to numb that way to kind of get out of my head and kind of out of the feeling of like overwhelmed, kind of rattled, like my nervous system. So when probably it would be more helpful for me to do something like go on a walk or do a tiny little bit of yoga or do like 5 minutes of, you know, meditation or something. And sometimes it's just, I've crossed the threshold and just like, oh, just let me lay in my bed and, you know, not do anything.
Yeah.
One more thing I think can come up is like getting stuck in our heads and like ruminating and overthinking, right? So I see this a lot with like eating disorders, right? So the holidays can be an especially like difficult time, challenging times. So there's lots of foods, things based around food. I think it can also happen if you're like having some conflict with someone or you are anxious about something, right? And so like getting caught in our heads with just thinking, worrying, and it interferes with being present, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think even like logistics and planning and like, okay, when does the turkey need to go in and when do I need to do that? And like kind of just kind of getting caught, I call it spinning. Like maybe you've kind of gotten that plan, but you're feeling kind of anxious about it. So you kind of keep at it of like, well, could we do it 12:30? And then we did it like kind of just really.
Yes. And the perfectionism can come in. Yes. And I notice sometimes, and this is why I think I have a hard time hosting, like so busy trying to manage everything and like wanting it to go well, and like that it's hard to also be present.
Yeah.
So what about the flip side of this? Are there any aspects of the holidays that really promote staying tuned and connected? Because I think that it can kind of maybe go both ways.
I definitely think that like having some more time of like choice. I mean, how you're going to celebrate, what you're going to do. There can be a lot of things fighting for your attention, but there also can be things that you do that are traditions that kind of bring you back to yourself. And we kind of talked about like those sensory experiences, the smells and the sounds and the, I mean, I think even, you know, for some people like church or meditation, like some of those prayerful kind of activities that can kind of bring you back to center.
Yeah, I think sometimes during the holidays, we might have time off, right? And so, or maybe we have like fun things planned that we're like excited about. And I think sometimes when we're doing things that feel enjoyable and fun, that that's a good way to connect with ourselves. Yeah. That can kind of promote connection and tuning in.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say we want to stay more grounded this holiday season. What are some tips we might have for our listeners about how they can practice staying grounded rather than disconnecting from themselves?
I think the first thing would be to offer yourself some time, space, just a little bit of aloneness. So whether that's a few minutes before you get the day started, just to kind of check in, or even in the car, if you're kind of just like, okay, nobody's here. Do I turn off the radio and just really some stillness, some quiet? I think it can get so noisy and busy and, you know, overstimulating that it can be hard to even like come back to yourself. So I think giving yourself that time, I mean, a meditation practice would be ideal, but even if it can just be some quiet that you could like, okay, how are we doing? How are we feeling? Are we feeling tended to? Are we feeling kind of exhausted? Like just that little check-in, I think can kind of be really helpful and easy to like let slide.
I think that's a good one. I think like giving yourself some like holiday permission slips, you know, to take the easy way.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you want to do, or permission to take off a little bit early from work. I mean, we're all lucky enough to be self-employed and I know used to when I first went into private practice. I mean, I would work, you know, like my kids are off for the entire week of Thanksgiving, you know, and I'm working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, up until the evening time, and then have to come home and, you know, prep all the things, you know, whatever for Thursday meal. Mm-hmm. And so now I've learned like, no, you know what, I'm probably going to get a lot of cancellations anyways. Mm-hmm. And I need this time for myself. And I'd like to spend some time, you know, with my kids, with us not doing a whole heck of a lot because we're so busy throughout the year anyway. So just giving yourself permission in whatever way, shape, or form to do things with a little bit more ease, I think can be really helpful.
Mm. I love the idea of being intentional, right? And so like, how do I really want to spend my holiday season? Like, what are the things I want to sign up for? What do I want to pass on? Where do I need rest, right? Where do I want to have fun outings, right? And how can we be really intentional with what matters most to you and what you want to prioritize?
That's right.
And I think part of that is like being okay with not doing it all. Because when we try to do it all, we end up feeling kind of crappy.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like putting yourself back in like the driver's seat of your own life.
Right.
And there are going to be things that are not up to you, but being able to kind of come back to that.
Yeah. And I think you have to tune in to know that. I mean, I think kind of knowing, you know, Jamie, like you were saying with the turkey and the holidays, some years you may want to like cook a bunch of things. Other years you may want to outsource, right? But that requires this like tuning in to kind of say like, okay, where am I? What do I want? What do I need? What's going to work best for me? And I think that's that iterative process that we have to do like over and over and over again, because it changes often. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we can best take care of ourselves when we stay kind of tuned in and connected. So kind of making that a priority as well.
Totally.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We hope you're having a wonderful holiday and we will look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode.
Subscribe to Inspiration from the Couch wherever you access your podcasts.
We always welcome your feedback. Visit us on our website at inspirationfromthecouch.com.